As the friends left, Morris, Pedro, and Kala made it clear that they were not content with what they had just done. "Maybe no one will believe our story," Morris said. Kala added that she was worried that no one would believe that a group of kids had found something so valuable just lying on the beach. Without hesitation, Kiko assured his friends that they had done the right thing. The next morning, just as the sun became visible over the horizon, Kiko and his friends were on their way to see Ms. Reyes. When the friends reached the museum, Ms. Reyes was waiting for them at the door. She greeted them with a smile and invited them into a large room at the back of the museum. There were some people waiting for them when they walked in. Ms. Reyes introduced Kiko and his friends to the people in the room. They were Ms. Reyes's colleagues who had come to analyze the artifacts that the children had found. Among Ms. Reyes's colleagues were historians and scientists. They explained that the coins found dated to 1627 and were thought to have been aboard the ship of a ruthless Belgian pirate, Cornelio Joel Cornelesky, or Peg Leg, as he was known. A historian explained that the pirate ship sank off the coast of the island during a severe hurricane. According to historical accounts, Peg Leg's ship was loaded with treasure after he and his crew had attacked several Spanish galleons. The map, he added, pointed to the location where Peg Leg and his crew had planned to bury their newly acquired loot, but never actually did. The scientists told Kiko and his friends that the blurry figure on the coin was the Queen of Spain at the time, which was the reason they believed that these coins may have come from Peg Leg's ship. The approximate location of the wreck had been known for some time, but there was no definitive evidence to back it up. However, this discovery provided enough evidence to conduct a search. The scientists announced that a team was going to be sent just off the coast of the fishing village to look for the lost ship. Joseph was elated. "I told you Peg Leg was real," he shouted. Morris was crushed to hear that the map they had found didn't lead to any hidden treasure.